T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
President Trump says he will name a Supreme Court nominee this week, and it will be a woman, he says. At the top of the list to replace late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg may be a federal appeals judge here in Chicago. And more from WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper.
Amy Coney Barrett is a conservative pro-life Catholic who clerked for late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from Notre Dame Law School. The Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge was considered a finalist in 2018 for President Trump's second nomination to the high court, which eventually went to Brett Kavanaugh after Justice Anthony Kennedy retired. At just 48, Barrett would be the youngest justice, and her tenure could last for decades. Other names that have emerged as possibilities: Barbara Lagoa, the first Cuban-American woman to serve on the Florida State Supreme Court before becoming a federal judge in 2019, and Allison Jones Rushing, a North Carolina native who once clerked for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. She now sits on the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond, Virginia. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The legendary purveyor of prime rib is closing its doors.
Lowry's, the prime rib, has been a Chicago staple since 1974. Located in the old McCormick Mansion in Ontario, Lowry's was known for servers slicing cuts of prime rib out of a silver serving cart. And serving sizes range from the slim California cut to the extra-thick Diamond Jim Brady. Lowry's president and CEO Ryan Wilson tells CBS2 the Chicago location is a special place.
Just remember, coming into the city, my first time to Chicago, my first time to Lowry's, and the immediate warmth I felt from our coworkers, it's like they'd known me all my life.
The combination of an expiring lease, ongoing pressure from the pandemic, and unrest over the summer led to the decision to close at the end of this year. Wilson says it's only a pause and that he hopes to reestablish Lowry somewhere in the Chicago area in the future.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.